always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Key Senate negotiators may be getting closer on a deal on changes to border policy that might clear the way for a 12-figure bill for Ukraine and Israel aid, assistance to Taiwan and the border. Negotiators meeting with Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy heading the Democrats as the House could leave today and the Senate on Friday.
More reason for everybody to stay in town and get this done. We're closer today than we were yesterday, and we should finish this before we leave.
Separately, the Senate passed the $886 billion Defense Authorization Act. Components include a 5% pay raise for military personnel. It now goes to the House. The Supreme Court agreed to take up mifepristone, the so-called abortion pill. It's the most common way of terminating pregnancies these days, and there are those who want to take that away. This is ABC News. Hunter Biden declined to testify behind closed doors before the House Oversight Committee. Republicans, with a mighty effort to link President Biden to his son's business dealings.
As he defied a subpoena to testify at a closed-door deposition, Hunter Biden told reporters,
"There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business because it did not happen."
Since he refused to testify in private as they demanded, Republicans say they'll seek to pass a contempt resolution targeting the president's son. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Federal investigators today are scheduled to exhume the body of Joyce Malecki, strangled to death outside a mall outside Baltimore after Christmas shopping in 1969. The case got renewed attention after the 2017 Netflix documentary, The Keepers. There are questions whether her disappearance was connected to the disappearance and murder, also in 1969, of sister Kathy Sesnick, found dead after never returning from Christmas shopping. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents is reversing course and accepting a deal to trade scaled-back diversity efforts for employee pay raises. Even some regents who opposed the deal voted for it to get workers their raises. Regent Kyle Weatherly voted for the measure, even though he says he opposes it.
This deal, distasteful though it is, in my judgment, and on balance, gives us a better ability to serve not only those students, but all students.
The measure passed on an 11-6 vote. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee on Tuesday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks roll over the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had no trouble with Indiana, beating them 140-126 at five-serve form. But Giannis Antetokounmpo with 64 points, a new franchise record, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, and then got into a shouting match with some of the Pacers for several minutes in the tunnel after the game, live on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
This is not how we thought this night was going to end.
Well, here, the security guard Danny, the coaching staff need to be out here and get Giannis off the floor.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
I was not out there. I was not aware. You know, I heard some grumblings, but, you know, at this time, I'll obviously we'll sit down and John and I and we'll talk about what happened. But I wasn't there. I wasn't even aware that, you know, it happened.
Elsewhere, the NBA has suspended Draymond Green indefinitely after he violently struck the Suns' Yusuf Nurkic in the face Tuesday night. The 33-year-old Green has been with the Golden State Warriors since he was drafted in 2012. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Lows level off around 18 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha, broadcasting across the state. Want to remind you, too, we have a new show just started last week across the network, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. You can catch him 8 to 10 p.m. across the entire Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's free.
Calvin Journey is, there we go.
It's free.
The app is absolutely free.
Woo!
And if you're going to be heading out for the holidays and you want to download podcasts so you can take us with you, absolutely do that. So you will find the Civic Media app wherever you app.
Put us in your pocket for the holiday
exactly.
season.
Take us along. We haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't.
And this just really jumped out at me when it crossed my Twitter feed the other day. So it is time for a new episode of...
Play it, Calvin. From men.
Yes, more words from men.
The never award-winning series.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet award-winning series. No, more words from men on As Goes Wisconsin.
Who's so, got, what men have more words, Jane?
Charlie Kirk.
It's barely anything.
30 years old, Charlie Kirk is a MAGA Republican who has a radio program. He's all the co-founder of Turning Point USA.
I think he's also is. Oh no, that's Ben Shapiro. He's one of the big guys in the YAF, the YAF,
the YAF. That's the Scott Walker organization, the Young Americans. No, Charlie Kirk, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, had three male guests on his show in the last couple of days, and we have a clip, Calvin. Let's play that clip.
I have to be honest. I don't like Taylor Swift and at all. And
most guys do.
Well, isn't that the real topic, right?
But that's kind of the real topic. And I feel as if she's being forced upon our culture, like it's this Taylor Swift colonizing effort. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. She's a narcissist. I don't think that she's very talented.
She's nasty. She's ugly. Nobody likes her. Nobody likes her. She looks like a teenage boy. Like, dudes don't like her. Like, if you put her in front of, like, she's ugly.
That's true. Yeah. Does Taylor Swift have any eggs left?
I don't think she probably, I don't know if she had it to start with.
No.
What?
Yeah.
There's so much to unpack in that very brief clip.
Jane, before we go into that unpacking, I did some basic research on their claims.
Okay.
No talent. No one likes her.
She looks like a boy.
I can't.
That's subjective.
Yeah, that's okay, subjective. Fine. She is the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2023. Guess how many streams she has. Just take one guess.
1.2 billion.
Try 26.1 billion. She has most charted songs of all time, which is 231 of them. She has an estimated 114 million albums sold. She's been making records for less than 20 years. She has 1,234 various award nominations, 637 of those she has won, 52 of those nominations Grammys, 12 she has won. She has set 117 Guinness World Records, and the Eras Tour went on to make $1 billion this year. And, oh, by the way, she's Time's Person of the Year. So your "she doesn't have any talent" thing, Charlie, and your idiot friends who I didn't even learn because you're nothing. You're wrong. You're stupid, and you're jealous.
Well, again, there's so much within that little clip. First of all, I love that Taylor Swift is being forced upon us. We're being colonized by Swifties. Okay. Does that mean we're all going to wear sparkly tops? I don't know what that exactly means. Charlie Kirk also claimed that Taylor Swift got 4 million girls registered to vote in 24 hours. Therefore, she is going to destroy the country. Now, I just want to point one thing out. If the MAGA party had a male celebrity who got 4 million young men to register and go vote, they would be screaming this from the rooftops.
Yeah.
And celebrating this like nothing else.
And also, I don't think it was 4 million.
It was not 4 million.
Yeah.
National Voter Registration Day was September 19th. That morning, she put on her Instagram, reminding people it's National Voter Registration Day. Yeah. Here's a place to go vote. It's the nonprofit, nonpartisan group called Vote.org. So, yes, they had 35,252 new registrations on National Voter Registration Day. That, if you round up, it's almost 4 million.
You were only off by 3.
You're so close.
3,965,000.
I could see where they could make that mistake.
I mean, and then the whole, like this is the classic hypocrisy of these kinds of dudes. These guys, the dudes, have all sorts of opinions on women. You know, they're too emotional. That's why they shouldn't hold power. You know, they don't respect the patriarchal structure of the family and the country. They're, you know, all these different, all the, you know, gossips and blah, blah. This is, they are being exactly who they stereotype women as. They are sitting there. If you watch the video, they're not even sitting there like having a discussion about why they're just complaining to each other as if the cameras and microphones were off. Like, this sounds like off air conversation. It's just so light and breezy for them, but they're just saying the most vitriolic crap.
Well, and things that are unfortunately not based in reality.
No.
There are some basic biological questions
I think
need to be addressed.
Boys.
So again, in that clip of Charlie Kirk, who is the co-founder of Turning Point USA, they ask on whether or not Taylor Swift has any eggs left. She's 34 years old. So I did a little research.
You did your own research?
I did my own research on how ovulation works. I wonder if Taylor Swift has any eggs left. What does he think women do with their eggs? Do we lose them? Are we misplacing them? I was at the store and I left them in my purse. What do they think happens to a woman's eggs?
Well, maybe they think because she's so hardworking and she does so much and she doesn't settle down and have a baby that with every song she writes, she loses an egg. That's just what happens. As she gets more successful, that is the crime of women becoming successful. For every Grammy she wins, another egg is gone. For every number one hit, take an egg.
I'm wondering if they think that every time a woman has sex, she loses an egg. Because that's also not how ovulation actually works. So babies with ovaries come with all the egg cells they're ever going to have. You do not develop any new ones over the course of your life. So babies with ovaries are born with between 1 and 2 million eggs. Obviously, this is an estimate.
Yeah.
When women hit puberty, they've got about 300,000 to 400,000 because more than 10,000 eggs die every month before you even get to puberty.
And you know what? There might be a thing in her body, a biological issue where she doesn't produce them or didn't have them or whatever. I don't know. That ain't our business.
No, it's not our business. And again, she's only 34 years old.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Today is her birthday. Today is her birthday.
We basically have the same birthday, Jane.
You and Taylor Swift?
Yeah, basically.
Well, you have so much in common.
Thank you.
So every month, the body selects a group of eggs as contenders to be the one to ovulate. So there's one follicle, essentially the sac that holds the egg, mm-hmm. that is ultimately the one that is going to be released that month. Typically, there are exceptions, of course. If you, in some cases, you can have fraternal twins. That's a different issue. IVF is an entirely different story. But no, guys, women release one egg a month.
If she has any of the eggs left over. I just love, does she have any eggs? Like, you were really searching for insults there. Like, I mean, here's the thing is, I know people who don't like Taylor Swift. I've heard their complaints, and it's usually about her music, her lyrics, things like that. Fine, whatever. Instead, they just go off the deep end.
I know.
And go into female biology, which they would never understand or look up for their own. Or they would go, I don't want, gross.
Icky.
Lady bodies.
Yeah, icky stuff. Well, we're going to have Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to be here tomorrow, and she can help clarify. That's
the first question. You should just out the gate be like, Dr. Lyerly, tell us truthfully, what happened to Taylor's eggs?
Where are they? Do you know? Where are they?
These guys.
Fertility does start to decrease in a woman's early 30s, and then it speeds up as you pass your mid-30s and get older. And certainly lifestyle choices, mm-hmm. smoking in particular, is going to hurt your ability to conceive and have healthy eggs. But I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift is a pretty healthy person.
She looks like the kind of person who probably enjoys a naughty meal here, like a steak or something, but then probably exercise it. She seems to take care of herself.
Oh, yeah. Good heavens. She performs. I mean, she does a physical workout every time she performs.
3-hour show.
Yeah.
I know she likes the wine, but who doesn't?
Well, she's not. Trust me, I highly doubt that she's smoking, and I think she's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Texture from the 541. Jane, have you seen the price of eggs? Taylor Swift probably sold them, which is how she got so rich since no one likes her music. Hashtag sarcasm.
Side note, I want to look this up. There's actually an investigation into the price of eggs, that there was a conspiracy to drive the prices up.
And that's an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
If you want to check on this, more words from men, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Is Taylor Swift not talented and ugly and eggless?
If you know where Taylor's eggs are, can you tell us?
Yes, please. Call now. 844-967-2789. Text and or call or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I have to be honest. I don't like Taylor Swift and at all. And
most guys don't.
Well, isn't that the real topic, right?
But that's kind of the real topic. And I feel as if she's being forced upon our culture, like it's this Taylor Swift colonizing effort. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. She's a narcissist. I don't think that she's very talented.
She's nasty. She's ugly. Nobody likes her. Nobody likes her. She looks like a teenage boy. Like, dudes don't like her. Like, if you put her in front of, like, she's ugly.
That's true. Yeah. Does Taylor Swift have any eggs left?
I don't think she probably, I don't know if she had it to start with. No.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. That was a discussion between 30-year-old Charlie Kirk, who is a MAGA, who is the co-founder of Turning Point USA, and also has a radio program, and they're whining about Taylor Swift. And did you know, Greg, that she has no talent and nobody likes her?
At the beginning of that quote unquote discussion, I'm not going to give it the weight of that word, but they go, that's the real topic here is if people is not just people like her, guys.
Yes.
Guys like her.
But because that is the only audience that matters.
And that clip is actually about 4 minutes long. And at one point they say that if you go to one of her concerts, which one of the guys admits to going to a concert, it was nothing but teenage girls and gays. And you, dude, you were there.
I would think if you're a single guy, going to an auditorium of thousands of young women would be a good thing.
I mean, I wouldn't want that guy within 1,000 feet of anybody.
No, but, I understand what you're saying. But the whole thing just makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean,
especially the whole, does she even have any eggs left? How do we think biology works, people? That's not how it works.
Let's not pretend that they have any clue on how biology works, let alone female biology.
Truly. Jim and Appleton calling, texting from the 920. Do these boys identify as incels by chance? I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that they are self-proclaimed incels. And if you don't know what an incel is, it's involuntarily celibate, essentially meaning they can't get anyone to date them or sleep with them.
This is it's like, you know what? Seeing that no lady wants to do with me, I don't want to do with them either. So I won't. I'll be in my mom's basement talking about Taylor Swift.
But there is a group of those incels who believe that it is women's obligation to sleep with them.
Yeah.
They do.
Yes, absolutely. They think that. They are absolutely of...
They are entitled. They are entitled to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just absolutely just have no... I mean, like, these guys wear... They wear the incel slash chauvinist slash, you know, originalist of America and this is who we are type of button with pride. And it's that type of thing is like the more you yell at them, the bigger they get. Because this is what they want. They don't care about the discussion. They don't care about the point. They care about the reaction. As long as they get the reaction, that's what they're happy about, period. And it doesn't matter if you agree with them or disagree with them.
It's
that's
just
what
the
feeds
attention.
Them. Yeah, because we're talking about it right now.
Well, and they're not wrong when they talk about the amount of power that Taylor Swift has culturally.
Yeah.
But again, they claimed that she got 4 million girls registered to vote in 24 hours. She's going to destroy the country. If the situation were reversed and MAGA had a GOP male celebrity who could get 4 million young men to vote, they would be overjoyed. And this should be another reminder that there are people who do not want everyone to vote.
They think
there are only certain people who should vote. Because obviously it would be fine for you hope 4 million young men to go vote, not 4 million young girls.
4 million young girls if they were if that GOP superstar were to get them to vote. I mean, like, that's the thing, is as long as they know that that vote's going their way, they don't care who votes. But the moment you start questioning anything, it's, whoa, they're listening to too much Taylor Swift.
Right. They're being influenced by her.
They're going to leave their men and lose their eggs.
Because we forget them all over the place.
That's
right?
What actually, folks, I don't actually know if you know this. I've done some research myself. The number one cause of loss of eggs, feminism.
That's scientific. I'm scientifically proven.
I'm scientific. My name is Greg Scientific. No relation to the calculator. And I'm telling you right now, feminism makes you lose your egg.
Okay, good to know. We'll clarify that tomorrow with Dr. Kristen Lyer.
Please don't. She's here. Please do not. I do not want to get yelled at.
For the public service announcement, I think we may just want to address that just briefly on how is it that we're losing our eggs all over the place.
I have a PhD from Prager University.
Oh, there you go. We're so scattered brained, Greg, that we don't know where we put them. And again, Taylor did not register 4 million people. She did, however, on National Voter Registration Day, there were 35,252 new registrations. I don't believe when they registered, they said, I did this because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and even
so, we just know that there was an increase in the number of people who signed up to vote, which I would think would be a good thing.
You know what? I'll say this. If Charlie Kirk went on Instagram on National Voter Registration Day and said, hey, don't forget to register to vote, and he got 10,000, 20,000, be like, cool. You got people to register to vote, be part of the process. That's the important part. I don't care if it was Taylor Swift. I don't care if it was my mom. I don't care if it was Charlie Kirk. This idea that she's somehow going to ruin the country by just telling people to not even vote, just register to vote.
Register to vote.
Come on, you're just sad. And then vote goes back to my original point. They don't care about the discussion or the end game. They care about the reaction. The reaction is all they need and want, because that's what gets them clicks, engagements, money, sponsors, money, more sponsors, money.
I think it's an important message to young women. There are people who do not want you in the voting booth.
Oh, I have a feeling those young ladies already know that.
Unless you're married.
Yep.
They'd really like you to get married young so you can listen and learn from your husband.
Yes. Yes.
The proper way.
And it's really great if your parents agree with your husband.
Yes.
You have to do that sticky thinking for yourself.
Yeah, well, don't burden us with that. We're trying to keep track of our eggs.
I'm trying to have a baby here.
I don't know where I put them. They were just here and now they're gone. All right. Don't go away. When we come back, I'm an older person and I don't take advantage of this thing, this tool that is available. Because I don't trust it, and it makes me suspicious.
Okay.
And I'm fairly certain I am not the only one. We want to know what useful tool is available that you avoid because you're like me, and you just don't trust it.
What's something that everyone else seems to use, but you do not?
Sure.
Technology, a tool itself.
A tool itself.
You know.
844-967-2789, 844-967.
Party.
Don't go away. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, if it's torture, don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't. Say I didn't warn ya.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Key Senate negotiators may be getting closer on a deal on changes to border policy that might clear the way for a 12-figure bill for Ukraine and Israel aid, assistance to Taiwan and the border. Negotiators meeting with Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy heading the Democrats as the House could leave today and the Senate on Friday.
More reason for everybody to stay in town and get this done. We're closer today than we were yesterday, and we should finish this before we leave.
Separately, the Senate passed the $886 billion Defense Authorization Act. Components include a 5% pay raise for military personnel. It now goes to the House. The Supreme Court agreed to take up mifepristone, the so-called abortion pill. It's the most common way of terminating pregnancies these days, and there are those who want to take that away. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a petition to directly take up a case looking to end the state's school voucher program. In a decision Wednesday, the court ruled that the case needs to start in the circuit courts before going all the way up to them. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who helped bring the lawsuit, says they will continue to move forward in the lower courts. Democrats are looking to enshrine marriage equality in the state constitution. The amendments would remove language in the state constitution that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. It would also make sure that everyone has equal parental rights regardless of their sexual identity. While the legislation would not change anything at the moment, it would kick in if the U.S. Supreme Court overturned their 2015 ruling allowing same-sex marriage nationwide. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lows level off around 18 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We
bird caught in a trap.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Hayward. Thank you for joining us. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can leave a message there as well. Hey, the Bucks tonight hosting the Pacers, 6:30. You can listen on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, or on WRCE in Richland Center, the news from the center. So go Bucks. Hopefully they'll have a good game tonight. We had this discussion off the air before we even started the show today. So I won't use this thing, and Greg thinks I'm silly.
Well, I don't think you're... Yeah, I think you're silly. It was because here's the backstory, real quick backstory. Jane was nice enough to buy me a coffee today, and I wanted to pay her for the coffee. You know, I don't expect anyone to buy my coffee, but I said, "Hey, Jane," in my head, knowing that what the answer was.
Yep.
I said, "Do you have Venmo?" And there was a sharp no, like you fool.
Of course not.
You fool.
You think I Venmo?
I don't know. You Riz.
No note of Venmo.
What? Why?
I don't trust it. It makes me twitchy.
So?
Because it's a bank account that you can send money to someone else, correct?
Correct. It's a way of connecting. Yeah. Yeah.
So does it go, do I have to make a wallet?
What you do is you just, okay. Welcome to Greg Explains Venmo to Jane.
I'm not the only one.
I know.
I'm not the only one.
So you have an Amazon account.
I do.
And have you ever bought anything on Amazon from from either your phone or your computer?
From my computer, sure.
Okay. Have you ever bought anything from your phone?
No.
Okay. So that was just for me. You set up an account there. You have a wallet there. That wallet has
at Venmo.
I'm talking about Amazon.
On Amazon.
So I'm using this as a example.
Okay.
You set up your wallet, quote unquote. That wallet has your card in it. That card you use to pay for stuff. That money from your Amazon account is transferred to Amazon. They take that money. They deposit it in their big old pockets. They send you your stuff. Boom, done. There goes the dynamite. Same thing with Venmo. You're going to go onto Venmo. You can either hook it up to your bank account or to a card. There are reasons for either. And then so what happens is I have a Venmo account. If you had a Venmo account, I would simply just say, all right, I'm going to send you $5 for the coffee.
It was $27.
You know what? You're getting $5 because I didn't ask for the expensive toffee. I send it to you. I get your account. It's like Twitter. You have a handle.
Okay.
And then it has a notification that says, Greg has sent you $5 for coffee. You go into your account. You click it. You can tell it where to put it. You can put it into your savings account, your checking account, and the money's there. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's just a way of sending money. It's encrypted. It's safe. If there have been problems, I can't. There's only one major problem with Venmo, and that is if you do not get the exact handle, then that presents.
So you can deposit the money to the wrong person.
Correct. Yes. But if you're simple, like, hey, Jane, what is your Venmo handle? And you tell me, and I go, is this you? And you say, that's me. Then we're fine. It's a pretty safe. There's Venmo. There's Cash App. There's Zelle. There's Google Wallet, Google Pay. Like, there's all these different versions of that idea of just transferring ones and zeros to each other digitally. And it's fairly safe. I haven't heard anything in the paper saying, like, oh, my gosh, someone hacked into Venmo and everyone's accounts are free and open to the public. It's just another way of doing it. And I totally understand why you don't want to do it. I get it. My mom didn't want to do it, but it got to the point where the whole family was doing it and she joined in.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I the only one? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you Venmo? I personally do not.
Or if there's something akin to Venmo that everyone else does and you don't, call us up and tell us why you don't want to use it.
And what the thing is.
And I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay.
I never screenshot or take a picture of a check to deposit it on online banking. I will never do that.
I'm with you on that.
Someone hands me a check. That check goes into my pocket. That pocket goes to the bank. That pocket is full of a check. That check comes out of my pocket. I sign it, put my little thing on there. I hand it to the person behind the 9 inches of glass, and I say, please deposit this meager winnings into my checking account. And they do that. I walk out, and I'm happy.
So what is your hesitation to do that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to screw something up. It has less to do with the outside world and more about the fact that but also more so anything else, I just like running to the bank. Not old timey, but it's just like, hey, I got to run some errands. Got to run to the bank. Got to go to the market. Got to get gas, that kind of thing. So it's like, you know, it takes me no time at all. So,
Calvin, do you Venmo?
Of course, he invented Venmo.
I do Venmo. Well, now that I don't have roommates, I don't have as much reason to anymore.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But do you and your friends, as our resident young person, I assume you all Venmo with some frequency?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than carrying cash around.
Yeah.
See, I like having cash.
And Jane, we're here to tell you can have cash. No one's telling you can't. There's nothing wrong with carrying a 20 in your pocket. Most people, especially of a certain age, don't do that anymore.
I suppose.
Like, I never carry cash anymore. I don't work in a tip. The tipping world is gone for me. So I don't.
You don't have access to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
It just always seems silly to me to use my card for $4. When I have a $5 bill.
Well, and also there are charges too on that too. It makes sense. Card. Yeah, they'll charge you a percentage fee on the card and say using cash. And I understand it completely. You shouldn't do what you don't want to do. There is a convenience level to it all, and I don't even know if there is a fee with Venmo. But you know, I use it for various things.
So I'm assuming you're not going to bring me my $27 tomorrow for the latte that I got you today.
You'll get $5 in nickels. That's all the cash I have, lady.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Do you Venmo or is it a no-no? Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin is on the line. Good morning, Peggy. Thank you so much for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
No, I do not Venmo for multiple reasons, but the number one reason is my hairdresser, my horse farrier, probably about 20 different people I use, I pay cash to,
yeah,
and they give me 20% discount right off the top.
Yep.
Nice.
That's the number one reason.
Nice.
Number two is I've been told that they are going to start charging on Venmo because the government feels, of course, that they're losing some money.
So they're going to tag a 3% or something on there, Peggy, probably?
Yep. And I've heard that through multiple people, but they haven't yet. So I'm really happy for the people. But no, I pay cash. And you know what's really interesting is a lot of my friends go, oh, she's the cash lady. So I like dealing with her, with me, because they know they're going to have cash in hand then.
There you go.
There are people who love getting paid in cash. Absolutely.
And there are places, gas stations will give you cash discounts.
Yes.
You know, and you can just simply be like, hey, if I pay with cash, can I get a certain amount off? Because they won't charge you the 10% card fee then. Because a lot of the times that price is the price is because they're putting that fee on you. So we got a text from the 414 that says, don't know about Venmo charge, but I try to use cash as much as possible. Giving a credit card company 3% for a transfer is highway robbery. Now, yeah, that's totally different. I'm not doing transfers with credit cards. Like, I'm not like...
Transferring.
Yeah.
But
you still get charged for using credit cards in certain locations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the vendor is getting charged.
Yep. It's all basically... It's all a fee that I'm getting to pay.
Yeah. Yay.
Way to go, me.
844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Do you Venmo or is it no-no Venmo? Glenda from Madison. Good morning, Glenda. What do you think?
Good morning. I actually wanted to call and say that I use Zelle and Venmo and cash and checks, all of those. But I do have to put my checks in directly online because I don't have a brick and mortar bank.
There's banks
out there that are not brick and mortar anymore.
Yeah, your Allies, your Chimes. There's places out there they don't have, like here in Wisconsin, I don't think there's a Bank of America location.
Not a physical one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There are several banks that have gone online, I think like Capital One has one.
Correct.
And there's other banks that are online that you don't do anything in a brick and mortar store place. And now they have it. So, and I actually, I teach dental lessons. And so all of the people pay me, a couple people pay me cash, but most people pay me Zelle, Venmo, or something else like that with my handles.
Yeah.
And you've never had a problem with it, Glenda?
Knock on wood. No, not one. Even depositing my checks online.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's fairly safe, well-known technology now. I'm not telling you to do it or you have to do it, but if you wanted to do it, I'd show you how to do it. Make sure you did it safely. Thank you so much, Glenda, for calling.
Thanks a lot, Glenda, and thank you for being a piano teacher. I had a piano teacher when I was a kid, and she was wonderful.
And thank you, Cindy, for calling, too.
Yes, Cindy, absolutely, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank. From Brooklyn. She called from Brooklyn.
Wisconsin. I didn't know we had a Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Now, look what you learned.
You know who
program.
Is that? Tony Coldcuts.
844-967-2789. Do you Venmo, or is it no Venmo, or is there some other thing, device, tool, something useful that everybody else is using and you're just not comfortable with it? Because that's, again, that's how I feel about Venmo. It makes me twitchy. Makes me twitchy.
Okay. I mean, I the thing is, like, when you say it makes you twitchy, that's the thing is I want to get you not feeling that way. Like, if you're just like, I'm not using Venmo, I don't care. But the nervousness, that's what makes, because there's other things out there that, you know, there's other programs, other apps that do the same
thing. Yeah, I'm not doing those either. We have Doug from Randolph on the line. Good morning, Doug. Thank you so much for joining us, Goes Wisconsin. Do you Venmo or no?
I'm not sure on that one, but I just did your comment on the eggs for the ladies. I just want to say the other way around for a white male, the more farther you are right on the Republican Party, the less your sperm count is.
Oh, that's science. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Doug, when we have Dr. Lyerly on tomorrow for public service announcement, well, I'll run that past her. And
she'll agree with that.
And see how that holds up. But you have no opinion on Venmo.
Venmo, I guess I don't Venmo.
All right, well, then you're with me, Doug. Then Doug is on my side. I'm claiming Doug. I'm taking him. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you backing me up.
I feel like he didn't back you up so much. You just grabbed his wrist and said, come on, we're going to Denny's and we're paying cash for moons over my hammies.
Doug's coming with me.
All right, fine.
He has no choice.
You are seriously getting very defensive right now about this, and I'm going to make you a Venmo account.
Oh, jeez. Just to teach me a lesson.
Calvin, another question for you before we... So you said you use Venmo. Is there anything like a Venmo that you, your friends use or people use, and you're like, nah, no, thank you?
No, not really.
He's all about technology, folks.
I mean, everyone I know uses Venmo. I've heard people mention like other apps, and I'm just like, well, do you use Venmo? And they're usually like, well, yeah, I have that too. And then we just go with that.
So is that like Venmo the first of its kind or one of the earlier?
It's definitely one of the earlier ones.
It's almost like a Zoom or a thing where, like, even if you say, like, I'm going to Venmo you, like, what do you use? I use Zelle. Like, Venmo is the proper name is now the verb. Like, I got to Google something.
Yes.
So that's how ubiquitous Venmo is.
Nice.
Thank you.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't hang up if you're on the line. Call and or text and stay close. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hit me in the eye. Maybe I can see better.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin's on the board. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
And if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. We're talking about Venmo. I do not Venmo. For me, Venmo is a no-no. I just don't.
More like Venmo.
Oh, that too. So we're wondering, do you use Venmo, or is there some other application or some other tool that everybody else, it seems like, is using? And you're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Karina, thank you for your patience. Karina from Milwaukee is joining us. What do you think, Karina? Venmo or no-no?
Well, I tell you this. I didn't have a Venmo because it wasn't there. As I knew it, I had the Cash App, and I had a problem with the Cash App, and I called them their 1-800 number, and when they called me back and helped me figure out what's going on, I lost $10,000 off my checking account because they were interrupting the calls to the main line, and they called back as a customer service with my full information, everything. And they said, oh, yes, of course, we're going to help you. Let's reinstall your card. Let's put things together. We're going to connect you to the bank. And as soon as I did that, the $10,000 went poof.
So you were scammed by somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was very professional. It was very professional, guys. I worked for Bank of America for 7 years doing mortgages and everything. So I am aware, like, painfully aware of everything what can happen. And I asked all the questions. I asked all the things I know I need to ask, and they gave me full information. Because you can use it maybe at some point, but when you have a problem, there's nobody to help you. Yeah. And this is, I don't like, and I would rather go into my Wells Fargo, yell, scream, shake someone, and get myself in the place where I'm comfortable and safe. So I'm sorry. I know it's comfortable, but sometimes it costs you too much.
No, I appreciate totally that, Karina, and I'm so very sorry you had that experience. $10,000 is not a small chunk of change. That is enough to make you sick to your stomach.
That makes me want to delete my Venmo.
Well, this was not Venmo in particular that she was referring to, but texter from the 414 says, Venmo, heck no. Cash is king. Stacy from Waukesha. Another text on the text line at 844-967-2789. My mother-in-law does not do any financial transactions online, but she also thought the COVID vaccine had a microchip in it, so there's that.
Oh, boy. We got a text message from the 608 listening to WISS. PayPal does the same thing, and the PayPal savings has a 4.3 interest rate. PayPal has been around longer. This person obviously works for PayPal.
Nice commercial for PayPal.
That's a wonderful commercial for PayPal, everybody. Yeah, that's terrible, Karina. And I don't, yeah, I have, like I, but like that kind of leads me to back where I said before. The only thing I've ever seen anyone experience with Venmo is when she sent my friend some money. Luckily, it was only like $25 to the wrong account. She eventually got the money back,
but
you have to run through so many hoops.
Yes.
And you have to get that name correct. And it's helpful to put a picture on there so someone can see your face. You know, it's just.
But Karina's right. It really is very difficult now to find actual human people.
Oh, gosh,
that
yes,
you can
absolutely.
Talk to yes. resolve anything.
Yep.
I have this charge that I've had on my credit card for over a year and a half. I cannot get rid of it. I can't talk to a human that works at this place. And I've had the robotic chat, you know, online. And it's $31 a month. And I have not been able to find a way to cut this. They say I subscribe to this service. They don't have any of my emails. I have never subscribed to this service, so they can't even identify who I am. So, yeah, it's a real pain in the neck when there's not an actual human person to help you figure things out.
That's ridiculous.
Loretta from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Loretta. Thank you so much for joining
us in
Wisconsin.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
No, I don't use Venmo, no.
No, Venmo.
No Venmo, and I I'm an oldster too. I do not use online banking at all. And can I ask a question?
Sure.
In the news, you've talked about the school closings in Kenosha. Are you talking about that today at all?
We have not been. I'm not sure what Todd Alba is going to be covering next because his show is next at noon, Loretta. But let's take a look at that. That can be something that we can put on the show plan for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. And back to Peggy. It was Peggy in Brooklyn
Peggy
who joined
Brooklyn.
Us. Peggy is back. Good morning, Peggy.
Hey,
what did we miss?
So one quick thing. On PayPal, I paid for a clinic way up north, a horse clinic. And the lady told me she never got the money. So then I called PayPal. They put it on hold. PayPal hung on to the money. They never gave me the money back. I spent over a year dealing with
them. My.
So that's why I don't deal with PayPal.
Yeah.
And number two is my husband had a hack on his credit card about 2 years ago. And I don't know. It's unbelievable. But by the time I caught it, it was $20,000. And by the time I caught it, yes, I caught it, and I called the credit card company. It was through Cabela's credit card, and the lady said, oh, well, we can put a hold on that money until you give us a reason why you don't want it to go through. And I'm like, but this is like over 30 days. The money's got to be gone. She said, oh, no, there's ways of doing it, and she did. She put a hold on it. My husband wrote a letter. They wanted an official letter from him that he didn't order this, blah, 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 on the date, time, and everything. And the money got re-put in our account.
Well, that's great.
I've never heard of that in my entire life, but I don't know why more credit cards can't do that.
They probably can. They just don't want you to know.
They would rather not have to do that. Thank you so very much, Peggy. Really appreciate it. Run real quick. Text. It feels so, from listening on WAUK, it feels so anticlimactic to get a Christmas gift through Venmo. I'd rather get cash in a card.
Whatever. I mean, it's all going to the same account anyways. Whatever.
Coming up tomorrow, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06 for our public cervix announcement.
R.I.P. Andre Brauger. Can't talk about it today.
We're running out of time. Andre Brauger, who was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And many other things.
Passed away very young. He will be missed. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for calling and texting and joining us on the stream. I hope you find some joy today, and I hope you have the chance to share it. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I found out. Can you hear me? Come on and listen to me now.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.